Time now in our pregame show to visit with Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on another big win.
Appreciate it.
You started the veteran, Jared Henning. It's hard to say veteran when it was his first career start, but he certainly had the reps over the years. You brought in the freshman then, Alec Ogden. Was it planned that you were going to bring him in when you did so that he could kind of get comfortable with the game before he had to take his first snap?
Yeah, we knew we were going to do that, and it was just a matter of if it was going to be the third drive or fourth drive kind of scenario, and worked out good. You know, Jared let him down. We got some scores, so I think when Al came in, it wasn't so nerve-wracking of a situation for him, but that was certainly the case of what we were trying to do. Would have rather had him catch the ball on his first snap, but I think his jitters went away after that. He got hit. I think that helps, obviously, a lot of young quarterbacks is to get that first hit out of the way. They haven't been hit, I mean, honestly, probably since their last game in high school football. So it was good for him to get that experience.
After he spiked that first throw into the turf, how'd you like how he responded?
You know, he did a really good job. I mean, Alec is a pretty strong-minded kid. He came up here, we told him during the summer, to get up here, learn the offense. We didn't know. I mean, obviously, Brandon wasn't really a proven commodity either. So we told those guys to come in and really, you know, compete for it, and he did. And he's very intellectually gifted kid when it comes to football. So once he kind of just settled down, and I don't know if it's just settled down or just probably took a deep breath, he was able to run the offense really nicely.
On the defensive side of the ball, Mikey Junker sure had a monster day. I think he was going to return that first one for quite a ways without the block of Josh Willey. But let's just talk about that play by Josh. That is a very, very big man moving very, very fast. I'd get the heck out of the way of him too.
I know. It was funny when we were watching it, and it almost seemed like the semi need like Jake break to get him, you know, to slow down going down a hill. But it's amazing. Josh was flying down the field, and you saw John Vogler come in late and get a piece of their fullback to kind of pop it to get it the rest of the way. So, but what a great effort by Josh, and certainly Mikey to make the play. Number one, it was kind of a weird deal, bounced up, and Mikey's got some ability to track the ball in the air. It's just wild. If you've seen his interceptions over the year, he high points it well, and that one was just kind of a ricochet. He popped it up in the air, and then, you know, to be able to find that spatial awareness, and then out the gate he goes, and was a fun one for 100 and whatever yards return it was.
Can you just talk about the X's and O's part of that return and how that return up the sideline is going to be different than a return in the middle of the field?
We teach our kids to get to the sideline that there's only two guys that we should be blocking on the plays, which unfortunately was not the case later on in his second interception return for a touchdown. We got called back. But, you know, we teach our guys to hit the quarterback and then the intended receiver. And you saw that happen where I don't remember if it was Alec Hoffman or Alex Hoffman went and got the receiver. And then we just caravan it where we run interference on the rest of the guys and just try to legitimately get in the way and not the block, because our guys don't block very well, nor do they do it very often. So you get to the sideline and you hope for good things and kind of get a caravan, and that's what ended up happening.
Almost everyone on your roster has played the last couple of weeks. How does that in-game experience help these freshmen down the road?
Well, it's monumental for those guys, and it's twofold. They just less hit on our veteran guys, which I'm certainly a big believer. You gotta manage the hitting on those guys or the amount of reps they get in a game, because you know, to get a bunch of reps in practice is one thing. That's not football. It's like basically going around and playing tag at times. But when you get out there in those scenarios where you're really ripping and roaring, it just the chance for injury is so much higher. So to get those young guys in is going to bode well for everybody. And they really played well. We played terribly with our backups against Mary. So to get those guys to play that much better in a week, and plus had more bodies at home, which was nice. So was really happy for those guys to get in, and they performed really well.
You did have some guys banged up throughout the course of the game. How are they all doing?
I think we're pretty good. I think the bigger ones that we held out last week was Nick Neme didn't play. Probably could have if he really had to, but we kept him in the boot. He'll be practicing. I think Gunner is banged up, but I think he'll be back. He had a pretty bad bruise, but if it's a bruise, I know Gunner pretty well. He'll be back out there. So I think we'll be about as healthy as we you know, could be going in, considering the situation with our quarterback is still what it is. But everybody else on the roster seems like they're ready to go.
More with Coach Pulte when we return. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Brent Pulte. On to Duluth. Watched a little bit of their game with St. Cloud from a week ago. Looks like a pretty typical Duluth team to me. don't play fast, just wear you down, make you make the mistakes. Have you noticed anything quote-unquote new out of them this year?
I think start on the offensive side. I think John Larson, the quarterback, is extremely gifted. He's improved from freshman year to sophomore year, just like you think you would being in a good program. I think Kurt Wiese, their head coach, and Noah Pauley have done a really good job expanding their offense. You know, back in the good old days, it was 21, rip it down your throat and throw when they felt like it. Now they've done a bunch of different personnel groupings, so they got gifted receivers probably more than, you know, you give them credit for, I put it that way. But if they want to sit back and run our type of offense, I think they'd be capable of doing it as well. They got a senior-laden offensive line, I think four of the five guys down there. I really like their fullback. He's a freshman from Spring Lake Park. He's doing a really nice job. So offensively, and their numbers aren't a fluke. They do a really good job. Then defensively, John has always been really aggressive. So you're going to see them be really, really aggressive out on the edges, make it really hard for you to run the football. They're not out there a lot either. You know, their offense does such a good ball. They are good jobs controlling the ball. I think they've been averaging about 38 minutes per game. It's like a vacation, you know, compared to what sometimes we do. So, but very well coached, very physical, just your typical Duluth team. That's a good way to state it. Just a good ball club, that's for sure.
How do you prepare your defense to be out on the field quite a bit today?
You know, we've been preparing for it for the whole offseason. Get in prepared depth was the big one. And I think you'll see that continuously from our guys is, you know, we're going to rotate, you know, eight or nine defensive linemen. We got three deep at linebacker and a bunch of guys in the secondary. So they get tired, get them out and rotate them and hopefully do what we do on offense. You know, we got to run the football and find a way to run the football against Duluth. That's always been a challenge for us. And to be honest with you, in years past, I think we went away from it maybe too quickly. And so that's going to be our biggest challenge is see how we can do that. And we got to win on third downs. I mean, they've been really, really good, 65% on offense and like 17% against them on defense. So that's usually a pretty good formula for success. And we've kind of the same way. I think we're second in most of those categories or third. But they're good. It's going to be fun. And Schulze, we just need to go play. We've had a couple layups here taking anything away from Mary and Crookston, they're just not there yet. But we need to go on the road and play and see where we're at. And I think that's, you know, as I've gotten older and I look forward to these games more and more because it's just a test to see where we're at. And one of these years we're going to get them. And like I said, we're pretty young and dumb. So why not this year? Let's go try.
Last year's game had so much anticipation and then it snowed and your offensive game plan was thrown out the door. Do you try to add fuel to the fire a little bit with your guys or do they just know enough what happened the last couple of years there and you don't need to say a whole lot?
You know, I think as you look at our career against Duluth and, you know, we haven't been able to get the W's, but we've closed the gap. I felt like that continually over the years. It's going to happen someday, hopefully.
Why not today?
You're right. So, but I think the bigger thing is we look at that game, you know, it didn't bode well for what we were trying to do. But, you know, last year I felt like I thought we had a very good team. I thought we matched up well with them. Kind of the same thing again this year. We're probably a little bit younger, but yeah, let's go play. I'm not going to make it out that, oh, you know, it's like the biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, because we're playing Duluth. It's just like every week, we just got to go out and do our jobs and execute and then see how things go. But it's certainly a different daunting challenge compared to Duluth, to Crookston or Mary. But I think we'll see what we're made of today.
1941 was a long time ago. It was the last win in Duluth. Almost seems like it can't be possible, right?
I wish we would. I had no idea that was even the case. But I guess if Schulze, you dug it up, that's a fact. But yeah, that seems pretty ridiculous stat. But I've been over there for a lot of games that we've come close. And again, it's just a matter of breaking down the door and getting that W.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.